You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Pete, we start with Sunday Night Football. We are going to make them remember night they played the Titans. It was the silence of the Rams. I saw the way The Athletic put it, an incredible headline. The Tennessee Titans victorious in the City of Angels, Pete, 28-16, the final score. Both the Titans and Rams now sit at 7-2 on the season. The first game for Adrian Peterson since returning to the NFL, had a touchdown near the end of this game, 10 carries for 21 yards. Nothing to be hyped about really outside of that. Pedestrian day for Matthew Stafford and his Rams cohorts. Cooper Kupp was silenced. Only 11 catches and 95 yards, which speaks to his dominance. That is a disappointing outing for him. But this game, Pete, was out of hand early for the Rams. It was 21-3, and everybody was talking, what's going on here? The Rams, Sean McVay, a little bit of a coward late on in the game, decided to kick a field goal on fourth and goal, then afterwards decided to go for a long fourth down. Nobody knows how Sean McVay is approaching any of this. Are the Rams frauds? Are the Titans legit? I mean, how do you feel here?
Quick point on McVay. I think it goes back to the coaches that will use the book, and then sometimes the situation calls for them to go with their gut. So you saw a little bit of the McGut and not paying off for LA in that situation. I think this was a Titans team that maybe we looked at and wrote off really quickly because of how important Derrick Henry was to everything they do offensively. And what blinded us while doing that is the talent of this defense. You had Jeffrey Simmons with three sacks on the night. Kevin Byard returned an interception for 24 yards and a touchdown. And so to me, you have a team that is going to have to continue to build on their now 7-2 record until Derrick Henry can come back for the stretch. And it seemed like Adrian Peterson is all right. Couldn't really get going into what we thought might be a big game for him because he had fresh legs and whatnot, only to 10 carries for 21 yards.
Did lead the team in carries for what it's worth. But
I do think this combination of Peterson and Foreman, and then you have McNichols as that pass catching back, can work. And I think it's about the Titans buying time. And you look at them and they're sitting atop of the AFC. Hard to imagine they finished there, but because of the division that they play in, you got to feel like, okay, this is one of the definites as far as playoff teams go in the NFL. How many teams can we really even say about that when you're teetering along the bubbles and whatnot. And then just a disappointing night for the LA Rams at home. A lot of buzz. I know that Von Miller didn't play in this game, but a lot of buzz for their defense heading into this game. And Matt Stafford, who has really, I think, turned a corner as far as looking like a Super Bowl potential quarterback this season, probably the worst night of his season so far. And it's just not going to cut it with the Tennessee Titans and taking care of the football. I also thought not a great stat line, but I thought that Ryan Tannehill had a nice enough evening, 19 of 27, 143 yards and the touchdown. Sometimes when the defense is dominating like that and you're getting defensive scores, you don't need to be great. You just need to manage the game. And I think that's what happened.
Tannehill also had the score on the ground. Tannehill, it should be mentioned, always went to the greatest school in the history of the world. I think, Pete, when you look back at this, you look at the box score, you look at the game book, LA outgained Tennessee on first downs, 22-16, on total net yards, 347-194, offensive play, 74-56, average gain, 4.7 to Tennessee's 3.5, rushing net, passing net. I mean, you know, didn't go that way for the Rams, but still had fewer punts. I mean, everything kind of went LA's way. And I know some of this was garbage time. They also won the time of possession battle, if you're into that sort of thing, but they had 12 penalties. The Rams did on Sunday night. Last week, I wrote something at Blogging the Boys looking at the Cowboys, because the Cowboys were among the leaders in penalties this season as far as division leaders are concerned. And I don't know if you know this, Pete, since 1970, since the merger, playoff teams average 8.3 penalties per game. The Rams had 12 in this contest. And so just kind of the wrong formula, I mean, overall. And I said this on the look ahead, not trying to boast myself up or anything, but the Rams are kind of a finesse team, right? And the Titans are this team that's going to come in and push you around and push you and push you and push you and just kind of try to bully you. And they did that. And the Rams did not respond well to that on Sunday night.
No. And I think it was a game where we thought it might be this Tannehill Stafford shootout in a sense. Now that you had Derrick Henry kind of out of the mix, what would the Titans offense look like? And it was dominated by defense. The Titans ended up, I believe, with 5 sacks in this game. The Next Gen Stats had them at, I believe it was 28% of the dropbacks. Stafford was pressured. And if you're getting that kind of pressure number on the opposing quarterback, it's going to make it a lot easier for you to win. And man, you have an AFC, and we joked about it at the beginning, and we'll lean into more of that as we go on here. But it's a wide open AFC. And I think if you're a team like the Titans, and there are several teams like the Titans, the Ravens are another one who I'm sure we'll talk about. It's got to be a situation where you wake up on Monday and you start to say to yourself, look, we're more than halfway the way there now with the 9th game played. Weird schedule with the 17 game schedule. But why not us? Why can't we be the AFC bye? And I think the Titans are in a position right there.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.